Now, I mentioned chronology. Now, there's a lot of discussion as to the order of creation. And in Job chapter 38, if you read that carefully, the Lord says to, I believe it's Job, "Where were you? Where were you, Job, when I created the world, the planets, the sun, the moon, and when the morning stars rejoiced?" And so it's rather logical to know that the morning stars, who are angels, another word for angels in the book of Job, the morning stars had to have existed and rejoice before when God made the material universe. So there's first God. And God steps out of his throne, as it were, and he creates angels. Various ranks of angels. Lucifer, son of the morning. Gabriel, Michael, seraphim, cherubim, various ranks of angels. As far as demons are concerned, that was the result of fall, result of judgment that God brought into a world that we know very little about. And we're not going to go into that at this time. But there was a fall. We read that in Jude. "The angels which kept not their first estate." Now, who were these angels? And what does it mean that they kept not their first estate? In that time of antiquity, God had a tremendous order of things. And the angels were ordered by God's plan. And we could go to Isaiah chapter 14 and see something of a departure from headship that took place among the angels. This is vital truth, brethren, in order to understand why that in the assembly, when angels observe our character, our behavior, they can make a comparison between what took place in ancient times and what they see in the church today. Isaiah chapter 14. Verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven." You see, he didn't start in heaven. He said, "I will ascend into heaven." And so we know very little about this time period. It's fraught with mystery. And God has not revealed it to us. And yet in that time, Lucifer said, "I will ascend." Five I wills. "I will exalt my throne." He had a throne. "Above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Five statements of Lucifer's rebellion against God's order, God's authority, God's headship in the universe. What is God's reaction? Verse 15, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that did make the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?" And so on. So we find here that Lucifer, in that antiquity, he rebelled against God. He sought to storm the heights of heaven. God reserved for him his ultimate destruction will be the lake of fire. Now the angels, Isaiah chapter 6, what do they do? What do they do? Fascinating to see the angels in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 2, above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he did fly. These beings, which we know very little about, who surround the throne of God, they appear again in the book of Revelation. They appear as we see the Holy of Holies, and you see the Ark of the Covenant, and two angels that are hovering over the Ark. We see something of the throne room of God. And these beings are so reverent in the presence of God that they cover themselves. And I would suggest that as we think about the idea of covering, we might bear with this thought that in the presence of God, those who recognize His holiness, recognize His august power and His authority, cover themselves with respect, with honor, in the presence of a holy God. Headship in the past, headship in the present, headship in the future. In the past, God, He ordered His creation. He made angels. The universe, vegetation, animals, man. And then we leave angels and we come into the realm of man. Now in the Garden of Eden, we know from Genesis that God said, let us make man in His image, or in our image. He placed Adam in the garden. He said to Adam, multiply and replenish the earth. Multiply and replenish the earth. And God had a desire that there would be an earth filled with beings that would bring glory to His name. But something happened. Something very tragic occurred. Into the Garden of Eden, one of the beasts of the field, it says, it does not say a snake. One of the beasts of the field was very subtle. And Lucifer found his way to take over the use of the body of this beast. Came into the Garden of Eden, and now comes alongside Eve and says, hast God said? Interesting, he didn't come to Adam. Adam was the head. Adam was the one that God had designated to be the keeper of the garden. Not only the garden, but also the keeper of God's order on the earth. So he comes to Eve. He knew what he was doing. He had experience in defection. So he comes alongside Eve and asks a question. Questions are good, but questions can be deadly. Questions can inject thoughts that lead to apostasy. Has God said? And of course, you know the story. Eve ate. Adam ate.